Sure.
Not too soon.
That's the whole lake, man.
Yeah, that's where they went. Thank you. What do you call a hobgoblin that you threaten children with, like you might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? Great. Thank you. Okay, if a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet him? What would you say to him?
Who's there? And come in.
And it were Christmas morning. Would you say anything special?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Okay. If you have a really heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad that I don't have to, what, this very far.
Carry
around this way.
What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in a water? It can draw its four legs and head into the shell. Okay. What do you call the same animal that lives on land?
Terrapin.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlin.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Egg yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body, say right here?
His chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottom craft, the oars that you use on a lake? You know, you might say the man went fishing in a
boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow.
Yeah, you know, it goes along with the sheets. And
pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads. Okay. Oh, you're just doing wonderful. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one really a lot, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Really knocked him.
Right. Great. Okay. Let's see. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? See? Looks like that.
The back part of his leg.
You would say he was down on his...
All four.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? Like you might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny because he's really a...
Those are rarely stingy, and there's something else they call it. I don't know what it is.
That's fine.
Rarely stingy.
Suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes that are really in bad taste. You'd say that he looks what?
Shabby.
Okay. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
Looks.
She was really looked in bad taste. She came to church all.
She was really ugly.
Okay,
it's fine.
So, what do you call it when a person's wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really what?
Dressed up.
What word would you use to refer to an older person that's really lively and gets around unusually well? Say he certainly is. What, for his age?
He certainly is accurate for his age.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very, what? Someone who's really lazy and later on all the time, you'd say he's...
sorry.